Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a few clouds and 61 degrees. The government shut down at midnight for the first time in almost 7 years, despite a threat from President Trump to Democrats. Fox's Chad Pergram reports from Capitol Hill.
Workers and services deemed non-essential like government parks and museums will now close. With the government shutdown, essential services like law enforcement and military will still be operating, but workers will likely not get paid until the government reopens. Congressional Republicans and Democrats failed to come to an agreement in a stopgap measure to keep the government open until late November. Democrats wanted health care provisions to be included in the package in exchange for their votes to get the necessary 60 votes to break a Senate filibuster. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran spoke on the Senate floor Tuesday evening after the Senate failed to pass a continuing resolution to fund the government at current levels until November 21st and avert a government shutdown.
This makes no sense to me. This is not a shutdown that makes any sense at all. And the American people, Kansans deserve something different from the United States Senate.
The continuing resolution failed to reach the chamber's 60-vote threshold to overcome a filibuster and proceed with this debate on the bill. The vote fell 55-45, with three members of the Democrat caucus crossing the aisle and voting with Republicans. One Republican, Senator Paul Rand, voted against the measure. A man was hospitalized following a stabbing in South Wichita.
It happened early Tuesday morning in the 3100 block of South St. Paul, near 31st and Meridian. Police say a man was upset over missing money and took his mother's phone, biting her when she objected. The woman's brother got involved and the two men were arguing in the street before the man allegedly stabbed his uncle in the stomach. He was transported to the hospital with critical injuries. The suspect was arrested and now faces multiple charges. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A teenager has been arrested following a Tuesday morning shooting in South Wichita in a Quick Trip parking lot at Pawnee and Meridian. Police say the suspect and the man who was shot were part of a group that got into a fight in the parking lot. A 16-year-old allegedly shot a 23-year-old man who was hospitalized in extremely critical condition. The teen was arrested on charges of aggravated battery and a juvenile in possession of a firearm. Wichita sees a growing problem involving teenagers with guns and a willingness to use those weapons in violent confrontations. Wichita Police Chief Joe Sullivan tells 12 News, parents have a responsibility in protecting the public and their kids from life-changing decisions.
Yes, you need to invade their privacy. You need to know what's in their backpacks, what's in their rooms, what's in the vehicles that they drive. You need to take an interest in who are they with, what are they doing, and who are they communicating with online.
So far this year, WPD has arrested 94 juveniles with firearms. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will look at the tag office situation with County Treasurer Brandy Bailey. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
She's wanting to consolidate the two main tag offices into one mega site over on Douglas and then expand opportunities throughout the community. I think she's looking at a total of 8 different satellite locations around the community to expand access. So she'll have some budget savings to consolidate the offices.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. With all precincts reporting, 85% of voters voted to recall Jackson County, Missouri Executive Frank White Jr. Tuesday night's results are the culmination of a months-long effort to remove the former Kansas City Royals star. Voters were angry about a property tax assessment mess and blamed White and his administration for a myriad of problems. President Trump and War Secretary Pete Hegseth outlined new standards being brought to the armed forces. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has details from the Pentagon.
There was fear and speculation heading into the speech because the hundreds of top American military officers weren't told why they were being summoned from their posts around the world to Washington. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth spent 45 minutes lecturing the assembled generals on the warrior ethos. Hegseth presented a 10-point plan to increase lethality that includes increased physical fitness, daily PT training, and a focus on appearance and grooming.
I'm also directing that warfighters in combat jobs execute their service fitness test at a gender-neutral, age-normed male standard scored above 70%.
At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Turning Point USA held its first event in Utah since its founder and conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed last month. Fox's Alicia Acuna has more.
More than 6,500 people packed the arena at Utah State University. Alex Clark, a TPUSA host, said she was not there to eulogize her friend, but to pass the baton on to supporters, and that Kirk was building something that would outlast him. At one point, Fox contributor Jason Chaffetz, who witnessed Kirk's assassination, talked about a comforting call he received from President Trump shortly after. Hours before things got underway, a suspicious package was found on the Utah State campus and detonated by law enforcement. It was later deemed a non-explosive.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox and Arizona Republican Representative Andy Biggs also spoke at the event. It could one day help people conceive. Researchers have made a breakthrough for lab-grown human eggs.
Scientists have used human skin cells to make fertilizable eggs, but there were abnormalities in the chromosomes. The Oregon Health and Science University team is cautioning it could take a decade of additional research before the technique is ready for trials in people. About 9% of the fertilized eggs lasted for 6 days in lab dishes before the experiment was stopped. The work was published in Nature Communications Tuesday. In addition to helping women conceive, lab-created eggs and sperm could also allow same-sex couples to have children related to both partners. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Currently in traffic, things are actually looking really good out there. Not seeing too many problems on the roadways. Heaviest traffic I'm seeing is, again, that Spirit Aero Systems area. Eastbound MacArthur between K-15 and Oliver, and right there at K-15 and MacArthur, just that intersection, some pretty heavy traffic at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Scattered clouds this morning will give way to mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Southeast breeze between 10 and 20 and a high of 84. A few clouds in lower 60s tonight. Sunny and warm, maybe hot. You tell me. Thursday's high 87. Sunny, breezy, and hot Friday with a high near 90. About the same as we head into the weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, 60 degrees, a south wind at 6 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:12 now here at KNSS. Good morning, Chad Woodward.
Hello.
And the question put forth there just a moment ago by Mr. Dunn, joined Jake. Does it really feel like summer? Well, heck yes, it does.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Well, you get up there in the mid to upper 80s. That's just normal high is about 7-8 degrees cooler. We had, yesterday, 83. High yesterday, normal high is 73. Yeah. And it looks like the summer weather is just going to continue at least through Friday. and maybe the weekend. So today is the first day of October, Wednesday, October 1st. Yeah. On this date in 2006, Wichita set its all-time record high temperature for the month of October when the mercury soared to 97 degrees. Yes, that felt like summer. 2006. Previous record high temperature for October had been 95 degrees, set on October 8th, 1979. So 2006.
So we're not in too bad a shape.
97 for a high. All right, let's see. What else has happened on this date? How about 64 years ago, 1961, Roger Maris broke Babe Ruth's home run record by hitting his 61st home run of the season. The Babe hit 60 homers back in 1927, and, of course, he did it in eight fewer games.
Not a sellout in Yankee Stadium that day.
Really? Okay. I think they had already won the World Series. Had they all gone to the World Series, I'm sure. I can't remember for sure. 1927, though, you go back to that year, and there was a lot going on in 1927 when the Babe hit. That was the same year that Lindy flew across the Atlantic, Lindbergh.
I bet if Mantle had been challenging Babe's record, the place had been sold out.
It would have
been
packed.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle was just
not for Roger Maris.
This kid from Oklahoma that just, with a grin and a, he could hit a ball 10 miles. And he just, people loved Mickey. They loved Mickey Mantle. They did not care for Roger Maris, but he was a good ball player. I can't tell you now who's hit the most home runs in a season. Do you have it on the top of your mind?
I'm sure you know if you thought about it for a couple seconds.
McGuire.
It's the all-time home run leader. Hmm. Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, okay. I don't know. That shows you how much I've followed baseball accurately in the past few years. Police in Northern California, understandably perplexed when they pulled over a Waymo taxi after it made an illegal U-turn, only to find no driver behind the wheel and therefore no one to ticket.
Yeah, who do you ticket?
The San Bruno Police Department wrote in weekend social media posts that officers were conducting a DUI operation early Saturday morning when a self-driving Waymo made the illegal turn in front of them. Officers stopped the vehicle but declined to write a ticket as their citation books don't have a box for robot.
Beep boop.
My question is,
illegal turn.
How did they get the car to stop?
They should just send the ticket to Waymo. So here, you pay this.
Yeah. But how did they get it to stop, Ted? Well, does it detect flashing lights in its rearview mirror or something?
Well, it doesn't hit people. If you stand in front of it, it won't hit you, supposedly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just blocked it.
You got to stop the car first. Maybe they know something we don't. U.S. consumer confidence declined again in September, with the index falling to 94.2, the lowest point since April. Dip was driven by concerns over inflation and the weakening job market. Consumer short-term expectations for income, business conditions, and the job market remained low, signaling potential recession concerns. And references to prices and inflation increased in consumer responses, surpassing tariffs as the top concern about the economy. Consumer confidence slipping. Today is Steve and Ted show number 7025.
7025.
7025. And it's a Thursday. We got a lot.
And this is a big day in Steve and Ted history. What were we doing 10 years ago today, Steve?
10 years ago. Gosh, I don't know.
We flew to Atlanta for the Marconi Awards.
Was that it?
Our first try at the Marconi Awards.
Okay.
Stayed at that big hotel in downtown Atlanta.
Yeah. Did we get our award there?
We did not win that year.
It was Austin that we got the big
prize. A few years after that.
But yeah, Atlanta. That was quite a hotel.
That was pretty cool.
Man, we were up there. The atrium was like 100 stories. I don't know.
It was
huge.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago tonight.
All right.
We were in Atlanta.
Okay. And now we're back in Wichita. 6-7.
And your wife went with us.
That's right.
Mrs. McIntosh was there, too. That was pretty cool.
6-17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll start out with college football as we always do this time of the week. It is the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman Radio Show with the head coach of the Wildcats. 7 o'clock tonight, it's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State coming off a win and heading up out on the road this week for another early Saturday morning game at Baylor. Heading down to Waco to take on the Bears. So a lot to talk about tonight. Coach Klieman on his weekly radio show, 7 o'clock tonight. We're on KFH. Hey, we've got a good volleyball option for you tonight here in town. Friends University hosting St. Mary at 7 o'clock tonight on the west side. The Friends volleyball team, 14-3 on the season. They're off to a 1-0 start in the conference. They've only lost one match at home all season long. St. Mary comes in with 11 wins. Should be some good volleyball tonight if you want to catch that on the west side. Friends hosting St. Mary tonight. Go Major League Baseball. The playoffs began yesterday with four games back-to-back-to-back-to-back. In the playoffs, the late game last night out on the West Coast, you had the Los Angeles Dodgers hosting the Cincinnati Reds to begin a three-game set. And an easy win for the Dodgers, 10-5, as the Dodgers get the win. Coming out of the bullpen to finish the game for the Dodgers, Wichita native Blake Treinen throwing a scoreless ninth inning with a pair of strikeouts. Dodgers, of course, defending World Series champs, get off to a good start in the postseason. Game two is tonight. The Dodgers win, they'll move on to the next round. Best of three series, the Dodgers and the Reds tonight. Let's go to the National Football League and take a look at one of the big-time receivers in the league, Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins, former Kansas City Chiefs receiver. Let's get an injury update.
The Dolphins received some good news after their star wide receiver suffered a gruesome injury on Monday Night Football. Tyreek Hill's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said he will not need another procedure after undergoing major surgery on Tuesday to repair a dislocated knee and torn ligaments. Rosenhaus told multiple outlets the surgery went well and the goal is for Hill to be ready for the start of next season. The 8-time Pro Bowler was carted off the field Monday night against the Jets after his leg bent at an ugly angle following a catch near the sideline, and he was taken to a local hospital for further evaluation. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Got a good baseball birthday today. John Schuerholz is 85 years old today. A guy that kind of cut his teeth in the big leagues, starting with the Kansas City Royals organization for 22 years. Nine of those as the general manager, and that did include the World Series title in 1985. And he left, and he was named the Sporting News Executive of the Year that year. And then he left the Royals and went to the Atlanta Braves and was the architect of all their years of excellence, yeah, including 14 straight division championships and another World Series title. And that's why John Schuerholz is in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Pretty good executive right there.
Front office guy.
Yep. 22 years with the Royals, nine of those as a GM. Happy birthday to former Royals general manager John Schuerholz. It's his birthday. He is 85 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. That's brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza with an Alfredo garlic sauce base topped with chicken, bacon, mozzarella, Cajun seasoning, and drizzled in ranch. The Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza. It's now available in a lunch or a full size at WBC. It's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. When was the last time you felt in awe of something? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on this Wednesday morning. 60 degrees. Hutchinson High School is believed to have been the target of a swatting call. The Hutchinson Police Department was alerted Tuesday morning by an unknown caller regarding a threat directed at the school, which was placed on lockdown. Law enforcement searched the building and determined the threat was not credible, and the lockdown was then lifted.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the county is facing a significant challenge over funding from the Kansas Department of Corrections.
The state has introduced a new formula. Sedgwick County, which is the highest user of community corrections, we are the county with the biggest need. Again, 1,100 felony offenders that are on our rolls. We weren't invited to the table to develop this formula. Johnson County developed the formula. They're getting a $1 million increase. Sedgwick County's getting a 40% decrease, over $2 million.
Beatty commenting during his weekly appearance with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
An effort is being made to make changes to the Sedgwick County Jail's bail system. The ACLU claims the system is hurting people living in poverty. Michael Kubik with ACLU Kansas says a person's inability to make bail can result in the loss of jobs and homes.
Our communities are safest when they have people in them, when people are able to go to their jobs, not losing their apartments, are able to provide for their children. That's what makes our community safest, and that's what is not happening under the current system.
Kubik recommends that the county set bail on a case-by-case basis and pair people with an attorney during that bail hearing.
Again, there's a gasoline shortage in Russia during its war with Ukraine. Fox's Steve Harrigan reporting from Moscow.
Despite being the third largest oil producer in the world, Russia is facing a gas crisis. In some parts of the country, the pumps are dry. In others, there's a 5-gallon limit. Russian officials blame logistics, but some analysts say the shortage is caused by Ukrainian drone attacks, repeated swarming attacks that target oil refineries again and again. In Ukhtar, in Ryazan, in Saratov, in Volgograd, the fuel shortages have disrupted some air and train travel. Russia is banning fuel exports through the end of the year, a key source of government revenue. Roughly one-third of government revenue now goes to the military.
And President Trump is urging members of NATO to end their purchases of Russian oil.
Drugs, cars, and asphalt don't mix for a man in Missouri.
A St. Louis man is in custody for throwing pieces of asphalt from an overpass onto cars traveling on Interstate 44. Police say one victim was driving on the interstate when he heard something strike his car, looked up, and saw a man on the side of the roadway with his arm raised, holding something in his hand. Police responded and arrested 51-year-old Joseph Patsias, who they discovered was also in possession of methamphetamine. He's now been charged with second-degree assault, possession of a controlled substance, and second-degree property damage. John Saucier, Fox News.
President Trump is directing federal agencies to harness AI to combat childhood cancer.
An executive order from the president directs health and technology officials to partner on developing ways to use artificial intelligence to improve diagnoses, prevention, and treatment of pediatric cancer.
For years, we've been amassing data about childhood cancer, but until now, we've been unable to fully exploit this trove of information and apply it to practical medicine.
President Trump is also ordering increased funding for AI within the Department of Health and Human Services. The incidence of childhood cancer increased in the U.S. over the past 5 decades, but survival rates have improved. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Scattered clouds this morning will give way to mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Southeast breeze between 10 and 20 and a high of 84. A few clouds in lower 60s tonight. Sunny and warm, maybe hot. You tell me. Thursday's high 87. Sunny, breezy, and hot Friday with a high near 90. About the same as we head into the weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And right now we have a few clouds. South wind at 6 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Check your clock. 6:33 our time right now. 6:33. Wednesday, October 1st, first day of October, and it was on this date 63 years ago, 1962, Johnny Carson made his first appearance as host of the Tonight Show.
Is that right?
It was right. Jack Parr before that?
Yeah.
And it was Steve Allen
Steve
the first?
Steve Allen?
Yeah.
Even further back than that? They just hired this young up-and-comer, Johnny Carson.
He'd been doing game shows.
Yeah.
Grew up in Nebraska, liked to do magic, had his own magic show. Guy made quite an impact.
Yep, that was the job he needed for a lifetime.
Yeah, he was a great fit. He was on that first night, 1962. He was introduced by Groucho Marx.
Well, that's pretty good slide on into that job.
First guests were Mel Brooks. Did you know that?
I guess I didn't.
No, Tony Bennett was there. I hope he sang a song or two. Rudy Valli. Joan Crawford.
My.
Joan Crawford on that first
powerhouse show.
Man. And that was the key to Johnny. He could get the guests on, the great ones. Many, many years. He was the king of television.
Of course, most of those ones they did in the 60s are gone forever. They didn't preserve them. They didn't start doing that until the 70s. Yeah, apparently they just recorded over him. Instead of throwing away, said, "Oh, just record over this tape with something else." And like most of Johnny's stuff from the '60s was recorded over with soap operas, and
they didn't realize
somebody had to tell Johnny at some point they recorded over all that stuff from for about 10 years. It's gone forever.
Oh, well. A multi-vehicle crash on a California highway Tuesday morning caused a semi-truck's trailer to rip open, spilling beer cans and kegs across the roadway. California Highway Patrol said the crash, which involved at least two big rigs, occurred just before 3 a.m. Tuesday.
Eastbound down.
That was in the westbound lanes of the 210 freeway in the Irwindale area. I don't know what that is, but the crash caused one of the trailers to rip open and spill Coors Light beer cans and kegs across the multiple lanes of traffic.
Breaker 19, snowman.
I bet they got some help cleaning that. Well, isn't that when they were transporting in your...
Yeah.
Was it the Cannonball Run?
No, the Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit. And Jerry Reed, right?
Them boys is thirsty in Jerry Atlanta, Reed. And there's beer in Texarkana.
Taking the Coors across
exactly, the, across the state
across
lines.
The country. Man. All right, here's our daily Miss Lucky story. South Carolina woman credited a store's clerk's error with earning her $303,000 prize from a Palmetto Cash 5 lottery drawing. $303,000. The Darlington woman told South Carolina Education Lottery officials she visited the Piggly Wiggly store on Pearl Street in Darlington and asked for a Palmetto Cash 5 ticket, but the clerk mistakenly gave her a ticket from the wrong game. The clerk asked the woman if she still wanted a Palmetto 5 ticket, and she said yes, but decided to alter her usual routine by foregoing her chosen numbers. So she just took their numbers, right? Quote, I got a quick pick. That ticket ended up matching all five numbers in the September 4th drawing, earning her $303,000. If the clerk hadn't made a mistake,
exactly.
I wouldn't have won. No wonder.
I wonder if she gave the clerk any part of that.
We would hope so. Woman said she plans to use her prize money to fix up her house. There you go.
Did we ever have a Piggly Wiggly here?
No, I don't think that's all
okay.
South.
All
I've
right.
seen them. I've been to South. I'm not sure if they've got them in Oklahoma. I don't think they do. I think it's mostly southeast of the United States. Piggly Wiggly.
I thought for the longest time that that was just made up. There was no such place.
No,
it's real.
It's like that drive-in in Larned that my dad always talked about. The Squat and Gobble. Great names. All right, it's that time of the morning, time for our KNSS.
Speaking of Squat and Gobble.
Commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. There was two-sided trading Tuesday for our cattle complex as some live cattle had 8 to 12 session lows early in the session and feeder cattle had 2 session lows. And they all bounced to trade positive with the feeders ending with 4 session highs. Live cattle were unable to trade above Monday's highs. The entire cattle complex closed positive with triple-digit gains with the feeder cattle having the best upside. Lean hogs traded lower yesterday and closed negative. At the close, December live cattle, 95 cents higher, $234.77. October feeders up $4.82 at $361.02. And December lean hogs down $1.62 at $88.72. Now, Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures all made new contract lows yesterday. The USDA reports were priced negative for the wheat and corn, but neutral for the soybeans. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures all made new lows for the week and closed negative yesterday. And overnight, they have made another round of new lows. As most already know, at midnight, the federal government has partially shut down as they are unable to pass a spending bill. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat, 6.25 cents lower at 491.5. December corn down 2.75 at 413. November beans, 5.75 lower at 996. November crude oil, 35 cents lower at $62.02. December gold up $35, making a new all-time record high again. We're trading at $3,909. December S&P down 30.25 points at 67.09. December dollar index down 7 cents at 97.38. And December Dow Jones futures 178 points lower at 46,511. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, are you familiar with the Piggly Wiggly store chain?
Familiar, just I've heard of it
yeah.
for, you know, a long period of time, and I'm like you, I believe it's mostly in the southeast part of the country.
I'm not sure they've got it in Oklahoma or Texas. They do not have Piggly Wiggly in Kansas, we know that much.
I'm trying to remember, but was the Piggly Wiggly stores where they first came off of shopping carts?
Boy, I don't know.
Just something in the back of my mind seems to make me think that.
Okay. Well, by the way, when you go shopping, what kind of cart do you use? You use the big one or the modified, or you just pick a basket and take that with you? Which do you do? Or do you ever go shopping?
Yeah, I have done that, and I have went along with Patty also. And I would say over the years, we've used all three at different times, depending on what our mission was.
Okay. All three. Oh, okay. Now, listen, have you ever been tempted to take one of those scooters and drive it around? You know what I'm saying? The ones, yeah.
No, I've never been tempted to do that.
Well, I have. I just think that'd be a blast. Go running into a few, they clean up some aisle four.
Hey, Tom, I've just done some quick research here.
Here we go.
I know why you think it was Piggly Wiggly that had that first shopping cart. You're very close. It was Oklahoma was the first wheeled shopping carts, but it was the Humpty Dumpty grocery stores.
Yeah, Humpty Dumpty.
As opposed to Piggly Wiggly.
I've never even heard of that one.
I don't think I'd heard of Humpty Dumpty either. I was growing up, it was Safeway and IGA.
And, yes.
They're gone now, at least in this part of the world. And locally, we had a local guy. His name was Mr. D. Had, what, eight, nine stores.
A lot of IGA stores.
And Lowell Denniston was his name. I actually worked for him for a time and knew him very well. So there you go.
You know, what's interesting is now you've got, you know, they will deliver your groceries to you. That took place years ago in a lot of towns. Back in the 50s and 60s, you could have your groceries delivered to you by the grocery store.
Yeah. Well, I remember one time when my dad had a terrific gallbladder attack. And the doctor came to our house. What do you think about that?
Yep.
There's something to tell the grandkids. Yes, we had the doctor. He came over to the house. I don't have that anymore. All right, guys. Now let's see if we can figure out something to do tomorrow about the future.
Okay,
Tom. Thank you, Tom. Check with you tomorrow. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities coming up. We got Don Grant, CFE. He is the money tracker. Just giving up on financial security. That's the topic. Don's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 647 here on this October 1st. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission looking at changes in the county's tag offices.
Two.
16-year-old arrested after shooting a man in South Wichita.
One.
No agreement in Congress. Parts of the federal government shut down at midnight. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic getting a little heavier out there. Just looking at the traffic cameras, I can actually see the backup starting to form there eastbound on Kellogg, approaching that road construction at the Central Business District. So traffic volumes creeping up just a little bit. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 84 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low is 64. And then on Thursday, it'll be sunny again. Tomorrow's high, 87 degrees. Now a few clouds. A south wind at 6 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. It's Wednesday, and that means $5 select whiskeys at The Monarch. You got a menu of over 50 different pours marked for $5 today. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in Delano. New details are coming out, coming to light, that is, about a serial killer who was linked to a number of cold cases.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Officials are laying out a timeline of the 1991 murders of four teenage girls in Austin, Texas, after identifying a suspect last week, describing him as a potential serial killer linked to cases around the country. On Friday, police named Robert Eugene Brashers as a suspect in the quadruple murder known as the Yogurt Shop Murders. On December 6, 1991, teenagers Amy Ayers, Eliza Thomas, and sisters Jennifer and Sarah Harbison were found naked, bound, gagged, and shot at a yogurt store where two of them worked. The building was then set on fire.
fire. Recently, shell casings and DNA evidence were reevaluated, and a match was found out of a South Carolina lab connected to a 1990 sexual assault and murder tied to Brashers. The same DNA profile linked Brashers to a 1998 shooting of a murder in Missouri and the 1997 rape of a 14-year-old in Tennessee. The DNA also matched DNA on the yogurt shop girl's sexual assault kits. Brashers died by suicide in 1999, shooting himself during a standoff with police. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Wall Street ended September with a rush.
Stocks gaining steam before the closing bell and ending higher on the last trading day of the month and quarter as a potential government shutdown looms. Stocks finishing the month and quarter with gains, with the Dow notching its fifth straight positive quarter, defying September's weak history. Shares of Pfizer jumped 7% after President Trump said that the pharma giant will cut the price of all of its prescription drugs sold to Medicaid and will introduce all new prescription drugs at a most favored nation price. The Dow winners, Nvidia, Merck, and Amgen. The Dow declined. Miners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 82 points for its eighth record close of the year. The Nasdaq up 69. S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Just giving up on financial security. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us again this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, I currently have three free credit monitoring services. Many people do. They were compensation for data breaches. Gathering personal information is everywhere. While checking in for my annual physical, the receptionist at the doctor's office scanned both my driver's license and credit card so that they have it on file. Another doctor at the office wanted my social security number, which I refused to give it. I used to argue against my personal info being in every company's computer, only allowing it when I deemed it necessary. I've just about given up. With one-tap phone payments and online shopping, financial security, to me, I think, is a myth. If someone wants my information, it's found on the dark web. When will my identity be stolen? It's just a matter of time. So what can I do? Well, I've come to accept that protecting my financial identity online is a lot like trying to keep the ocean out of a sandcastle. No matter how tall I build the walls, the tide will eventually wash in. Data breaches occur as frequently now as that free credit monitoring feels like a subscription service I never wanted. Well, that doesn't mean that I'm throwing in a towel completely. Yep, still hope here. Instead of chasing the illusion of perfect security, I focus on reducing the damage when, if not, my information gets misused. I use strong, unique passwords, two-factor authentication when it's offered, and I check my accounts regularly for suspicious activity. It's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Less about building an impenetrable fortress and more about installing smoke alarms in case of fire. In the end, the futility isn't in protecting my financial identity. It's in thinking that I can make it bulletproof. I need to stay connected to the world via the internet. Nobody can live without it. So the best I can do is stay vigilant, accept some level of exposure, and keep a sense of humor about it. Haha. Because if I'm going to be offered another year of complimentary monitoring after the next breach, I might as well chuckle, while I sign up. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
You know, with the average person consuming almost 19,000 cookies in a lifetime, no surprise why we celebrate National Homemade Cookie Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, hold on. Where's St. Shelley's offering today?
A variety of options to choose from. There's no limit to the types of cookies you can create in the comfort of your own home. They even have these round things that you just slice up. And, you know, anybody can do it, right?
Oh, yeah. Just roll them in a ball, stick them on a tray.
Of course, St. Shelley's chocolate chips are my personal favorites.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah. The other ones I don't like are those Oreo cookies, the ones with the white in the middle and the,
yeah,
the black. I could never stand those things.
They're a little too sweet.
Put them in milk. No, they're just, I can't do those.
Well, they're full of trans fats. I mean, no, what is that, that cream? What is that cream made out of?
It ain't cream.
Nothing to do with cream. Yeah,
it's a white, sugary, trans fat substance that can kill you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. National Homemade Cookie Day.
Okay, I'll applaud that.
Yeah. You can celebrate.
Yeah, the problem with making a batch of cookies is you got to eat them all. I mean, I know that's not a problem, but it is a problem if you're trying to stay, you know, slim and trim as all of us are.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Don, why not share them with your friends?
That's a good idea.
We'd be glad to help you with your cookie overage.
You know, the problem is our office kind of shuns people bringing in all their Halloween candy and everything because you're trying to get, if it were a bigger office, it would be different, but you know, there's only six of us in there. So
bring it over here. Yeah,
okay.
We'll unload it for you. Right, Ted? I mean, in radio, if you put something out there on a table that's free, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone in a matter of seconds.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's like leaving a key in a Porsche. It's going to be gone.
Well, maybe I will make some. I just avoided making cookies.
I'll go to the store and buy some. Okay.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Do you really want to know what the ingredients of Oreo stuff is?
Of course I do.
It's about 98% either high fructose corn syrup or canola oil.
Canola oil.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's most of it. The rest is like artificial vanilla.
No wonder I don't like it. Yeah. All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
See you again tomorrow morning, Don, right here with Steve and Ted. Coming up, 7 o'clock news, top of the hour. Parts of the federal government have shut down. And a teen has been arrested after a shooting in South Wichita. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.